This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Here, calendar wise, Sunday will be the Kaputsky day for July, but then you can figure that out because you know that old adage that you learn when you're in the fourth grade, 30 days, half September, April, May, and November, all the rest have 31. And you know that all. You learned that, Kara, in school, right? Kara Schilling is here with me. I'm Doug Steffen. Yes, you learned it in school? Or did you learn that from your father, your mother?
I actually only learned the French version in school.
Really?
Yeah, I don't remember learning it, and because I feel like a lot of people learn it in elementary school, and I had my first French class in eighth grade. Mm-hmm. That's when I learned it.
Ah, parlez-vous. So the number one item this week on the Talkers chart, Talkers Magazine, every Friday and through the weekend, become the discussion topic here and elsewhere. That is, we go through the top 10 stories during the course of the program here and there, according to the research at Talkers. Gee, I'm not surprised, and neither are you, at the presidential race, the conventions at number one, the hack and all that other stuff. So, the Hillary Clinton four-day convention, Democratic convention, Hillary Clinton convention, one and the same. She pleads for national unity. She pleads for tolerance. One of the most divisive and distrusted figures in American political life, trying to convince voters that she, rather than Donald Trump, can bring our country together. Well, the last 8 years, as far as I can see, and this is my observation, my opinion, you give it your all, if you will, 888-302-3684, email to Doug at DougSteffen.com. The continuing conversation on Twitter is at Good Day Show. The last 8 years have been one of the most divisive periods in the history of our country, the modern history, my memory anyway. I think Reagan tried to bring us together. I think Bill Clinton tried to bring us together. I think George Bush was a divider. I didn't ever think that Barack Obama, whether he intended it to be that way or not, I'm not suggesting that he planned it that way. It just is his nature. He's not one of these people that looks at the big picture and gets it. So anyway, the idea that we have a divided nation is something that hopefully the party doesn't make a difference. It's the person who makes the difference. Maybe she'll have a page from her husband's book, and that is a way for us to feel better about it. Just look and listen and hear and think about the way that Bill Clinton was received at the convention. He was received more squarely than she was, I think, anyway. And I think that the reason that people might vote for her, if there's a way to undercut Trump, is to bring us back to Clinton. One, it isn't that Clinton was that marvelous, but his ability to speak and to bring us around. Forget the other, all the things that you know, think about with regard to his womanizing and stuff. People are able to look beyond that now. Most people. Not all, but most. They're out on the road on the stump today. Let's see, bus tour through Ohio and Pennsylvania. And Trump is also out on the road, so you can expect to hear a lot from the two of them. But how about the Libertarian candidate, Gary Johnson? There is a study and a poll out today, for my money, that suggests that Gary Johnson could have a real effect on the presidential race. This is very detailed poll data that I'm looking at. When the polls ask voters to choose between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton, Clinton has got a one-point reach over Trump as a result. This is the latest overnight stuff. Remember, after a convention like that, after a speech, the history would show us that for the most part, people look optimistic. They change their mind. The 44% that supported Trump as a result of the convention last week at this time stay. She has 45%. But then when you look at the solid 9% support, he is solid at 9%. Solid as could be. And that's where you get, and there's nothing in this poll for the Green candidate at the moment. So that will change. It'll change according to the news cycle, what these people say, how they misstep. It'll be all kinds of things. Some of it will be real, some of it will be imagined. But if the election were today, it's a horse race. Pretty much it's neck and neck. And Gary Johnson we talk about the decider, the defender. He's the evaporator. I think that's a great name for him. He makes the lead on either side evaporate. So that it could be we go through, I don't know this, because you don't know what these people are going to say between the months of August and September and October. But it really is very interesting to see how Gary Johnson may affect this. They show, he and Bill Weld, who are the libertarians, show no signs of weakening. In fact, there are more Democrats at the moment who favor Gary Johnson than Republicans, according to this poll data, which I also find very interesting. Because at first, I said it, and like other people said the same thing, that it would appear that Gary Johnson would attract voters from the Republican side. But as it turns out, Trump is affecting the Democrats. There are a lot of Democrats who want to vote for Trump. They won't tell you that they will. And that's the weakness of the polls. Sometimes people say what they think the pollster wants to hear. And so is it really going to be accurate? So I'm arguing against my own data here. It is what it is. And the polls will become something that the talking heads want to talk about. But do they make a difference? I don't know. I don't think so. But we'll see. But they made a difference to me. That's why I just brought it up, actually. 14 past the hour. 2020 News Quiz question coming up.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mr. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Grainger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Grainger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get the Kohl's for our best friends and family event, Thursday through Sunday. Take an extra 20% off any way you pay. Plus, Yes to You Rewards members earn triple points. And everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Nothing but the best savings for our BFFs this weekend. Now that's the good stuff. Kohl's. Offer valid July 28th to 31st. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, just picking up my online back-to-school order.
Here you go. And with Staples' 110% price match guarantee, you got the lowest prices.
Order online, ready in store in an hour.
Staples makes going back to school easy peasy.
Easy peasy, lemon squeezy.
Any more and this will get cheesy.
Order online, pick up in store, and get everything you need at the lowest prices, period. Staples, make more happen.
Staples will match price plus refund 10% of the difference at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores. Limited time, see store at staples.com for details.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a smooth, clean shave. But you're tired of paying $32 for new blades. Stop messing around with those generic razors and start shaving with Harry's for half the price. Harry's is so confident in the quality of their blades, they'll send you their most popular shave set, shaving cream, and post-shave balm for free when you cover shipping, a total value of $20. Just go to harrys.com now and enter code 0808 at checkout to redeem your shave set. That's harrys.com, code 0808.
There's a new answer for people in need of serious pain relief. Lidocare has created a one-of-a-kind pain relief patch that blocks pain for up to 8 hours. With the only non-water-based lidocaine patch on the market, Lidocare uses patent-pending technology to desensitize aggravated nerves for an odor-free, ultra-flexible, dry, and light solution to pain. The Lidocare Pain Patch from the makers of Blue Emu. For long-lasting relief, you can wear. Available at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
Coming up, the 2020 News Quiz question. I'm reviewing some of the things that are on the charts from Talkers Magazine this week. The usual sports action is at number 10. The release of Mr. Hinckley. It was interesting what Patty Davis said yesterday. Son and daughter, both Michael Reagan. I don't know if Michael Reagan said anything, but I know that Ron Reagan, the son, did. Patty Davis, the sister, gone public with her feelings about the release of Hinckley. She said, quote, "When President Reagan, my father, was lying in a hospital bed recovering from the gunshots that nearly killed him, he said, quote, 'I know my ability to heal depends on my willingness to forgive John Hinckley,' end quote." She said, "I, too, believe in forgiveness, but forgiving someone in your heart doesn't mean that you'll let them loose in Virginia to pursue whatever dark agenda they may still hold. I have no choice but to resign myself to the fact that Hinckley's going to be released, but I'm not at all comfortable with the decision. To me, it doesn't represent justice as much as it does his efforts to methodically wait out and wear down the system." I don't see any reason for him to be back in society either, frankly. I think that he's been in this institution for this long. He's 61 years old. Why? What's the need? Why the need to let this guy out? I don't buy it. I don't see it. I'm with her, frankly. So that's number 9. The Rio Olympics, number 8. The end of the Freddie Gray case, number 6. Number 7 is Verizon and Yahoo. Verizon buying Yahoo. Number 5, the continuing dispute over who owns the South China Sea. We haven't talked much about that because we've been so busy politicking this week. The Daesh threats, number 4. The focus on Black Lives Matter and what other lives matter, and whether that slogan sticks or is it getting used. You remember the controversy about the restaurant that said Black Olives Matter and what that did. You know, it was funny. People need to lighten up a little bit and kind of get a life. I think everybody's way too serious. All right, but this is a serious 2020 News Quiz question. The FDA has decided that they are going to change their mind on something that they said was going to have to stop after the Orlando nightclub massacre. What is it? 888-302-3684. This has always been kind of a controversy because there are a lot of people who think that what activity we're talking about here ought not to be allowed anyway, under any circumstance. But there are, because of, and if I tell you too much more, it gives it away. 888-302-3684. The FDA had banned an activity at the after the Orlando. Well, this has actually been something that's been going on all year. Food and Drug Administration policy says that in blood centers, you can't do the following. Well, can you or can't you? 888-302-3684. Get a copy of the book, Life is Good When You Do the Work by Maria Trilogy. Well, it's a very effective and important, very, actually, really good essays about life and what you can learn about life. So, what's the FDA reconsidering? They had a ban on something. What's going to change? 888-302-3684. 21 after the hour here on Good Day.
Word. worried about lead, fluoride, and other contaminants in your drinking water? Get a ProPure with the Pro1G 2.0 cleanable reusable filter and remove up to 200 contaminants. Drink water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure products, including the new ProMax shower filter. There's a ProPure for you. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one use the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Those of you who are preparing to get your children into the back-to-school mode may appreciate some of the information that we have now with Amy Goodman joining us. Amy is a journalist. She's been an editor, an author, a host of some radio programs, studies beauty and fashion, that sort of thing. So as we get into back-to-school season, Amy, when we consider must-have, are we talking about clothing? Are we talking about books? Are we talking about things that we would wear in athletic pursuits? What are we talking about here?
Oh, of course, I have a little bit of everything for you today to hit all of those different pointers and for kids entering different types of schools. So first off, we're going to talk about dorm, as that's maybe the first batch of kids that go back to school as everybody's preparing for college and university. Mm-hmm. And when you think about dorm room and putting your stamp of personality and style, kids are definitely thinking about this when they're doing their shopping right now. And of course, when you think about the dorm room, the number one piece of furniture that's the largest that you can influence is, of course, the bed. So before me in studio here, I'm looking at this Anthology and Happy Indigo comforter set. And what's so great about it is it's actually kind of a two-sided bedding, so you can flip it depending on your mood. It's very boho chic. So one side has kind of a navy print on it, the other side is very colorful. So this is great. It's very versatile. So as a student, you can kind of flip it either way. And as we know, dorm rooms don't have a tremendous amount of space. So this is something you need to think about when you're going back to school shopping. Don't buy too much. But you do want to have some extra seating handy when students come and fellow students come and visit you in your room. So I have this amazing faux fur butterfly chair, which I'm actually sitting on, if I do admit it. Mm. But it kind of opens and closes, and you can store it in a smaller space like a closet and then bring it out when friends come to visit so they do have a place to sit comfortably. But it's super stylish and fun. And as we talked about that lack of storage space and trying to maximize the little space that you have, I have this great storage cart that has four different levels of bins where you can put a variety of different items in it, but it also doubles as a nightstand table so that at night you can put a lamp and put your nighttime knickknacks on it. You really need to think how things can be multi-purpose in your room. And last but not least, for a splash of color, using something like a decorative tapestry that you can put on your wall or something across your window frame or place atop your bed. When the weather gets colder, you can actually snuggle up to it and use it to keep you warm. So all of kind of, again, that dual-purpose element, right?
We've all had that circumstance. The smaller rooms that we have to live in with other people, where do we put all of our stuff? So that sounds like very appropriate. That's a very appropriate suggestion, because I don't think those rooms are getting any bigger when you go to the campuses. Whether you stay, whether you're some, not just colleges, but a lot of kids, there are a lot of private schools, a lot of the prep schools have live-in. It's like going to college, and the spaces are really small there, so that's a good suggestion. What else do you have?
Yes, and so all of those ideas were for Bed Bath & Beyond, and make sure that you check in with them, because they're a great one-stop shop for all of those great dorm room and other.
I'm amazed,
you
know, by the way. I moved into a new house, and the lady and I were shopping on, I don't know, three or four occasions at the breadth of things that are at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's not, I mean, it's just sort of a plug, I suppose, in a manner of speaking, but it isn't what you think. If you haven't been into Bed Bath & Beyond lately, maybe that's the point. Go and look around, because there's some stuff there that you would never think you would find at Bed Bath & Beyond. It's just a large variety of things that I was
amazing
expecting to see. Yeah. All right, what else you have?
Yeah. So you had mentioned at the top, you know, talking about some fashion ideas, and we certainly have those. H&M is gearing up for fall with some of the best in back-to-school styles, and you won't believe it, for $4.99 in some cases.
One of the things that I remember the other day, we had somebody on extolling the value and virtue of cotton and how important that is, and I'm hearing you talk about that. Maybe that's important to the cost of items as well. So there are a couple of ideas for clothing and for how to set up the rooms if you're going away to school, from Amy Goodman, who's here with us.
A troubled ex-soldier finds comfort in agriculture. You'll meet him today on the Successful Farming radio magazine.
America, she never stops. Thanks to the financial support of Farm Credit, neither do the agricultural producers and rural businesses that call her home. Since the beginning, we've been helping them show the world what hard work can achieve. But the job is far from over. Beyond the fields, orchards, and prairies, America continues to grow. To keep pace, rural communities will need to grow too. Better equipment to grow more crops, updated facilities for safe and secure production, dependable access to utilities and infrastructure. Today and tomorrow, as rural America fulfills its potential to rise a little higher, grow a little further, we'll be there, just as we have for 100 years. Learn more at farmcredit100.com.
A service-connected injury meant a disability discharge from the Army for Adam in Grail.
It was a really rough time for me. I fought with a lot of anger and confusion and guilt of leaving my unit. And because I couldn't really walk, the only thing I could do was kind of hang out around the house. And what I started doing was working with my mom out in the garden. I couldn't walk around, but I could sure sit and pull weeds all day.
Ann says in Grail, that's what he did.
I found that when I was spending time out in the garden, the anger, the depression started to alleviate. And I really saw agriculture not so much as a career opportunity at the time, but more as an opportunity for me to reach personal wellness.
Ingrao is now pursuing his Ph.D. in entomology and has a bee farm in Lansing, Michigan. For the success.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Are your Google search results killing you?
Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
After the hour now, Friday, and the overview in detail, in depth of a couple of important stories. Uri Geller is going to join us in a few minutes talking about synchronicity and his ability to promote people. He's a great motivator. And when you look at the people list this week, I'm going to go through that this week from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of people in there that may be able to use a little synchronicity, if you know what I mean. Hello to the folks in Springfield, Missouri, listening to the program this morning, and down in Port Arthur, Texas, and the Salisbury Ocean City side of the Delmarva, Savannah, Georgia. Hello, how do you do? Quad Cities, Montgomery, Alabama, Lake Charles, Louisiana, taking the information and chewing it around. Our 2020 News Quiz question has to do with the Food and Drug Administration reconsidering a ban on something. What are they reconsidering? Has to do with what happened in Orlando last month. There has been a policy, it's been around for a long time, and it affected those who were victims of the nightclub shooting. And so now the FDA is asking for the public to have a say, which is pretty unusual for the public. I mean, for the FDA to ask for any public input on anything. If they had had public input on the so-called food safety regulations, they would never have taken place the way they are. Anyway, but this is not about that. This is about something that's very obviously connected to who was in the nightclub and how they others wanted to help. And they weren't allowed to because there's a ban on this activity. So what's the ban on, and what are they reconsidering? I don't think that's a vague question. Kara, is that a well-put question?
Yes.
Is that well enough? You understand what I'm asking? Mm-hmm. Okay. 888-302-3684, 888-302-DOUG for a copy of Maria Trilogy's book, Life is Good When You Do the Work. And the 2020 News Quiz question brings us to 20 before the hour, and that's coming up in a couple of minutes. So if you got the answer, now's the time to share it with us while we think about Chelsea Manning, People in the News, Part 2. I'm looking at the list of people this week that have been discussed the most. According to Talkers Magazine, Hinckley's on that list, Manning's on that list, Debbie Wasserman Schultz on that list, Pukin Putin is on the list, Tim Kaine and Mike Pence are on the list, Mr. and Mrs. Obama on the list, Mr. and Mrs. Clinton are on the list, but Mr. and Mrs. Trump are not, only Mr. Trump is on the list. So what about Chelsea Manning? Have you forgotten about her, who used to be a him, serving a 35-year sentence in military custody for leaking state secrets to the WikiLeaks site? Well, the ACLU says today that this lady's under investigation for trying to commit suicide. I'm smelling a rat here. I have no use for Manning, but I don't care. I was actually happy that these things were released by WikiLeaks. I think it's done us a lot more good than harm. But because we are a vengeful society, because we want to get even. That's partially what the law, I mean, it's supposed to be law, equal, yada, yada. But this woman's been placed in solitary confinement. She's not a danger to anybody but herself. And now, because of some of the force around the people, they're coming up with trumped-up charges, pardon the pun, and so now she's receiving medical care after she tried to kill herself. She tried to kill herself because of all the harassment. I mean, the other side of it is, what did she suspect? What did she expect? She was going to be just kind of left alone? So for her own good, she's been marginalized, and she thinks that that's, I mean, you're back and forth on this thing. I don't know what the right thing is to believe. The government, according to the ACLU, has been aware of her distress associated with denial for care because of her gender transition. She's under stress because she's a little bit cuckoo, frankly, and that's not a very kind or a medical term. There's nothing about some of the things that she's done that would be quote unquote normal. Is she to be disrespected for that? Well, you know how the military is. Those of you who've been in the military, you go along to get along. And that's not exactly what she's doing. So the battle to overcome her sentence, I think there's a certain amount. Well, I say it's unfair. I think her treatment is unfair. I think they could do better with her, but they haven't, and they don't apparently want to. So I find it distressing that we're still that small-minded. And you can say, well, small-minded, she leaked all that stuff. She's a traitor. No, not a traitor. She did something that was illegal, but there are a lot of things on the books, a lot of laws on the books that are that make things illegal that are conveniences. I don't think that what she did, as I've said before, it did us any harm. It did us some good, frankly. All right, 20 minutes before the hour, Eric's in Cocoa Beach. Hi, Eric. Welcome to Good Day.
Hi, how are you doing, dear Doug?
I'm doing well, thank you very much for asking. How's the weather in on the Space Coast? Is it hot, humid, raining? What's going on?
It's nice and warm.
Yesterday
it was 94 degrees, felt like 101.
Yeah, that's about the same as up here in New England. It was 94, 95 yesterday.
Right?
Felt like about 100. Yeah, it's the same sort of thing.
It just seems like this year this year in particular, it's been hotter than I can remember in many, many years.
Well, it's been hotter all around the country. Yeah, it's been hotter all around the country. Pretty much the temperature in the country, coast to coast, wherever you are, is about the same. Within 10 degrees, no matter where you are, it's hot and it's been dry now. There's been some wild storms on the East Coast in the last 12 to 14 hours, which is bringing in a lot of cool air that'll change the consistency. So it's going to be hot and humid this weekend where you are, but where I am, it's going to be cool and pleasant, about 80 degrees. So that's off almost 20 degrees. We had 100 degrees here earlier in the week. Pretty hot stuff. All right.
10 degrees, I would give anything.
I know. Well, so maybe you should move. Although that's a great place to be. There's a lot of great activity down there.
I'm looking for a job.
Oh, you're really? Well, I hope you have good luck finding it.
Thank you.
FDA is reconsidering a ban on something. What is it?
Well, now you got me second-guessing it with your intro there, but they are reconsidering banning contents on food labels?
No. No, that's not it. They're reconsidering a ban on gay men donating blood. Currently, the policy recommends that blood centers defer donations for men who've had sex with other men, but that's being reconsidered because of the number of gay men who wanted to donate blood after what happened in Orlando. As a matter of fact, here's the story behind the story. Eric, thanks for the call. Hold on just a sec.
In the wake of the Orlando nightclub massacre, many gay men were disappointed to learn they couldn't donate blood to help the victims from their own community. Currently, the Food and Drug Administration's policy recommends that blood centers defer donations from men who have had sex with other men in the past year, but that's being reconsidered. Congressman Mike Quigley, who's on the Congressional LGBT Equality Caucus, told Time the shooting in Orlando highlighted the discrimination gay and bisexual men face when attempting to donate blood to those in need. The policy started as a way to reduce the risk of spreading HIV through donated blood. Since then, testing for HIV has greatly improved, but it's still not perfect. The first part of changing the system involves the FDA asking for public comments on the feasibility of moving from the existing time-based deferrals related to risk behaviors. The FDA is looking to evaluate potential blood donors based on their individual behaviors instead of time-based deferrals. It's unclear if or when the proposal would be implemented.
All right, Uri Geller, up next here.
Safety. If you know me, you know how seriously I take it. I live, eat, and breathe safety. In fact, safety is my middle name. I went to the DMV and changed it last week. First name, Mister. Middle name, Safety. Last name, exclamation point. When it comes to safety, Granger's got my back. They've got over 100,000 safety products. Granger helps keep our facility safe and our people safer. Call clickgranger.com/safety or stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.
I'm concerned of what's going to happen over the next 4 years.
I think this is the most important election in my lifetime.
The latest Allstate Atlantic Media Heartland Monitor poll is taking the pulse of Americans across the country, asking them how they feel about the race for president and the future of America. Bill Venisi of Allstate.
63% of Americans think the 2016 presidential election will be more important than those in recent history.
It also found Americans are growing increasingly weary of political gridlock in Washington, and they're hoping new innovative partnerships closer to home can help move the country forward.
People still look to the federal government for large-scale change, but realize that it takes time. Nearly half of Americans believe that actions taken by state and local governments, American business, nonprofits, and individuals will lead to the progress needed to meet the challenges facing our country.
One of the poll's most positive findings revealed that despite frustration with the federal government, Americans are optimistic about their own personal financial situations. For all the poll's findings, go to heartlandmonitor.com.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just invent the TV. We jumbo-sized it and hung it in a football stadium. Now you can watch football while you're watching football. So why have we settled for mints that cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a high-def Hail Mary catch of a mint with Nutrizen, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers. It's the overachieving mint.
45 after the hour now, our weekly visit from my pal Uri Geller, who some people know as a spoon bender. I know him as a friend. He's a mystifying guy, paranormalist, best known as a motivator. I think that's the way he's helped more people. I saw a column this week, And I'm going to actually, I haven't sent it to you because I forgot to send it to you now that I think about it. But it's about synchronicity and how things happen in our lives for a reason, even if the reason isn't clear right away. You've been Mr. Synchronicity. I think that that's one of your favorite words. You've talked about how people sometimes fit together so perfectly, or things happen in a synchronous way.
Yes.
Go through your own feeling when you realized the impact of synchronicity.
Well, you know, synchronicity, the word itself, was coined up by a very famous philosopher called Carl Jung.
Mm-hmm.
And what synchronicity means is that everything that happens in the universe and to you does not happen as a coincidence. It happens for a reason. Everything has a reason. So whenever things happen around yourself, when you meet people, when you go to places, I truly believe that everything is synchronized with your life. So it's meant to happen. Those are the key words. It's meant to happen. I also believe that it's a positive occurrence. When synchronicity happens, there is something, some goodness comes out of it. And, you know, you and I, for instance, the synchronicity that I was in Los Angeles and you called me up, or the people who arrange your radio guests, and I was busy, but then I said, no, I'm going to go to this show. That was, synchronicity. It had to happen. Then we became great friends, and we're friends close to 20 years now, and a lot of goodness came out of our friendship. So that's how I see life. One big synchronized journey through your life and beyond, because synchronicity touches the universe and beyond. So that is my explanation. So every time and any time things like deja vu happens to you, meaning you go to a place that you've never been before, and then you say, wow, how did I know how this place looks? Or how did I recognize the situation? It's almost like I've been there before. I've done it before. I think that is also a branch of synchronicity. So that's my explanation. It is positive, it's good, it's powerful, it's empowering, and it's optimistic, and I'm a very positive person. Therefore, I take advantage of every synchronized event that happens in my life.
So people would ask you, if the current problems with Daesh and all the other problems that we have in the world are part of the synchronistic intention of the universe.
Oh, I totally and utterly believe that. Our lives, let's look at ourselves first. We are the architects of our own lives. We can make things happen. I always say, if you can go there with your mind, you can go there with your body. Whatever you can visualize, you can materialize. So the things that are happening around us that are not under our control, they're still part of us. So everything that is happening, like you say, with Daesh and the war and the hunger, the problems that we're incurring nonstop all around the world, is that part of the synchronized meaning of life. We have to go through it.
Yeah. It'd be very interesting to see how a lot of this stuff shakes out with our focus on American politics, the fact that we have this political campaign that's going on. Was it meant to be?
Yeah.
All of that stuff, it was meant to be, because it is, in a sense. I guess that's
exactly, and we'll all wait for the outcome.
Yep, well, there'll be a lot of discussion about that between now and then, that's for sure. All right, Uri, check out Uri's website, URIGELLER.com, full of all kinds of optimistic, positive things for you to understand. It's 10 before the hour.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-941-5257. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-941-5257. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-941-5257. That's 1-800-941-5257.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, prescription antibiotic drug users. Have you or a loved one suffered an aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm after taking the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox? These popular antibiotic drugs have been prescribed more than 80 million times since 2004, and medical studies show an increased risk of the following injuries: aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, and abdominal aortic aneurysm. If you or a loved one used the prescription antibiotic drugs Levaquin or Avalox and suffered from aortic dissection, aortic aneurysm, or abdominal aortic aneurysm, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-823-3851. 800-823-3851.
800-823-3851. Time for our weekly visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus, noted cardiologist practicing in Florida. Lake Cardiology is his clinic. You can go online. Actually, you can listen to us. Why would you go online? Listen to them. Listen. Listen and learn. That should be our new slogan, Ken. Listen and learn. By the way, Ken and I will be on the air in an hour doing a Good Day Health Hour. If you have questions about your health and well-being, help yourself to 888-55-DR-KEN. Meanwhile, the latest on e-cigarettes. I don't know that there's any surprise here, although there are people who say, oh, no, this has to be studied more. Well, how much more studying do we have to do on these e-cigarettes?
Well, this is a pretty good report, thorough. This is out of the Environmental Science and Technology Medical Journal this week. All electronic cigarettes, they report, emit harmful chemicals, and levels of those toxic compounds are affected by factors such as temperature, type, and age of the device. Regular cigarettes are super unhealthy. E-cigarettes are just unhealthy. Starting August 8th, apparently the FDA will begin regulating e-cigarettes as well as all cigars, hookahs, pipe tobacco, and nicotine gels.
How do you... hookahs? That sounds bad.
Those are water pipes.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, but what happens? What's going up the water pipe?
It just depends what you put in it. Tobacco and other items that are unhealthy.
Could you put ice cream in it?
You could, I guess.
Yeah. Melted ice cream.
It would
cream.
Be called an ice cream cone, Dougie.
Oh, that would
exactly. Be different, yeah.
All right. Okay, let's see here. Inactivity, as long as we're talking about smoking, this is an interesting predictor of death. So those of you who don't do anything, listen up.
Inactivity is so bad, it's almost as bad as smoking, Doug. This is out of the European Journal of Preventive Cardiology this week. Poor physical fitness, it ranks right behind smoking as a leading risk factor for an early death. Persons with low fitness are associated with an increased mortality risk throughout their life. Smoking is the risk factor that is most strongly associated with mortality. Surprisingly, the effects of aerobic capacity is even more pronounced than that of high cholesterol and high blood pressure.
Really? All right. So
sitting is the new smoking. I hear that all the time.
Yeah. So let's turn that around.
We're glad you asked.
Yeah. So here's another. The counter to that is what happens if you are active for an hour a day.
Yes. In honor of the Olympics that's coming up, The Lancet this week also published that comment just about that, that an hour of moderate intensity activity offsets the health risk of 8 hours of physical inactivity. It's particularly important no matter how many hours a day are spent sitting.
Really? All right. Let's do some. We can do calisthenics in the chair. Everybody ready?
Get up and do something. Walk, moderate activity, bike riding at an easy pace, walking. It doesn't have to be really intense. In fact, too intense is not healthy.
Not good for you, especially when it's hot like it is around the country now.
You're not helping your health if you go out and do intense activity in a day like today.
All right, the FDA in the news. Again, all of our friends there that are always working in your behalf. What's the latest there, Ken?
This week, the FDA announced it's strengthening label warnings, Doug, on a class of antibiotics called fluoroquinolones because the drugs can lead to disabling side effects, including long-term nerve damage and ruptured tendons. You probably know these bacterial-fighting drugs better as Levaquin and Cipro. They should not be prescribed for sinusitis, chronic bronchitis, or simple urinary tract infections unless there's no other treatment option that exists. So Levaquin and Cipro, really be very cautious about taking. Talk to your doctors about this.
Remember when Cipro was the big thing when we thought we were going to have some kind, was it a...
Anthrax.
It was anthrax, right?
Yep.
Yeah, right. I remember buying some of it, as a matter of, I don't know where it is.
Expire, so get rid of it.
No, are you kidding? We have everything around here.
Exactly, and that's not on this list, so hopefully one day we won't need that.
All right, let's have a quick word about why it is so important for your cardiology patients to get on super beats.
Well, your body needs nitric oxide, the third gas in the body, as oxygen is carried by the red blood cells from head to toe. It needs to first give off nitric oxide so that the blood vessels open up. It's like the garage door opener for the blood vessels from head to toe. But your body needs to continually remake nitric oxide, so it needs the dietary nitrates, and that's where super beats gives you a boost of nitric oxide, and Neo 40 increases the tank of nitric oxide. Please check your level so you know that it's adequate.
It's time for you to order Super Beats. If you're not on the program yet, call now, 800-655-4183, and get a free month with your first order, a free month supply. Super Beats, 800-655-4183.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using the system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by The Conservative Investor. Current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.